Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended as and shall not be construed or understood to be legal advice.
I didn't leave medicine because I didn't like it. I left because I thought I could do more.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Okay, so I have to know, do your kids have school tomorrow?
Of course not. Why would they have school tomorrow?
Right.
Yeah.
Why would they?
Why would they?
Because there's like, because the weather is flirting with us of snow. Mm-hmm. And I was holding out all day that my district would power through and hold classes. And I just got the call and I'm devastated.
Yeah. Because we have nothing else to do. It's like bringing back horrible COVID memories.
I can't even. Because my kids are actually doing e-learning tomorrow.
Yeah, same. It's ridiculous. I mean, between that and coming home and my son telling me that I should get a real job. And I said, what? Yeah. I said, what? What do you mean? He said, well, you should get a real job, like, you know, semi-tow truck driver. I was like, what? Well, you're right about that. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never thought about that as one of my potential employment opportunities, but you never know. Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's my calling when my kids are off school. I'm trying to do my job. I'm just going to go be a semi-tow truck driver.
I have a good one for you. So yesterday, my younger son said to me, you're going to love this. Mommy, do you love Botox so much because of potatoes?
Yes, I do, son. I sure do. I love it so much.
I can't get enough Botox.
That's so good. Speaking of the medical realm, so tonight we are bringing on an actual medical doctor. And, you know, when I talked to you about this guest, because I met her first, I was intrigued. She actually has an MD. And, you know, you and I have done a lot of discussions or have a lot of discussions on the fact that when we bring really important topics to our, you know, listeners, we want to have really great experts on. And this person actually has the expertise to back it up. But the most unique thing that I found about her was that she really did like an about face in her career. And I hope she's going to talk to us about that. I was worried at first when we talked because her topic can be a little woo-woo-y. You know how much I love that. But I do really like her and I really like her background and I'm interested to see what she's going to say tonight.
it still takes me back to the episode we did a few years ago where I just saw you flatline on the other side of the screen because it was getting way too touchy-feely, woo-woo-y for you. And I'm like, let's keep going. Let's do it. Let's do it. And Morgan tapped out. Yeah. So I am with you. I have to say, I actually met our guest in person and did a session with her, and it was really interesting. So I say, let's talk to Dr. Melissa and see how she can help our listeners. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the How Not to Suck a Divorce crowd. First of all, I can't believe we forgot to say this, Morgan, when we were chatting before, but this is our season 5 premiere. Oh,
is it? Every episode is running together because it's just so insane, but I'm so thrilled. I can't believe it.
I know.
5.
I know. 5. Season 5. I believe that this will be episode 94, but what? Season 5. I know. So, all right. That's all I have to say about that. Today, as we were just teasing, we're sitting here with a doctor. Every Jewish mother's dream, a doctor, is in the house. We are chatting with Dr. Melissa, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about who she is and what she does, because this is going to be a mind-blowing conversation. So Dr. Melissa is a trauma expert. Beyond that, she is an award-winning physician. She's a mentor. She's a writer. And she is a mom of 5. Dr. Melissa is triple board certified in internal medicine, pediatrics, and lipidology. And she was voted to the U.S. Best Doctors list from 2009 to 2018. So I'm pumped and I'm ready to talk about trauma. Dr. Melissa, welcome to How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
Dr. Melissa, you and I met months ago, and I'm so thrilled to finally have you on. And one of the things that kind of struck me, and I want to just jump right in for our listeners, is, you know, you have your MD, you're triple board certified, you were actually a practicing physician for quite some time with all these accolades. And then all of a sudden you were like, you know what, I'm going to do a 180. We're going to just go into trauma. Just going to hop right in. Oh, in the meantime, in between having 5 kids, we're just going to just toss out that physician work and we're going to go into trauma. How did you even get here? Start us out there.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was so awesome because I went into medicine in the first place because I really wanted to help people and I really wanted to change the world. And I loved being a doctor, and I studied, this is how I got on that best doctors list until I retired in 2018. But there were a few things that were always just really challenging. And that was, you know, there would be things people came in with, say women in their 40s who were exhausted or people with chronic pain or different things that Western medicine just didn't have an answer for. And it was frustrating to me as a doctor who was trying to provide really awesome care, but it was really frustrating for them to walk away without an answer. And so I had this sort of like increasing unrest. And then in my early 40s, I hit this point where I realized I was in this shitstorm, if I'm allowed to say that. Hornet's nest of trauma. And I thought, I have got to figure out how to make this right. You know, like I've got all these kids. I've got to show up as my best self. I've got people counting on me. I've got to learn how to make this right. And so I really dove into everything I could in traditional Western medicine to learn what I could. And then I went really into Eastern and energetic medicine because, you know, the Asian cultures, Eastern cultures have been doing things, their own kind of medicine for thousands and thousands of years before we were even here. And one of the things that I realized was that trauma gets stored in the physical and the energetic body. And once I saw kind of the map of how this all worked and I started working with it with my own clients, I realized that things like that chronic exhaustion or that pain or whatever could be alleviated. But I couldn't speak to that as a medical director in an academic center. You know, that was like the prime place for just solid Western medicine, nothing Eastern, nothing energetic, nothing outside the box. And so my soul, I'd say, just had increasing unrest over this. And I got this intuitive hit one day that I was to give my 3 months notice 3 weeks later. And I did.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really funny sending in that letter of resignation because I said I was retiring. And I think at the time I was probably 45 or 46 or something, like young for retiring. They were like, what do you mean you're retiring? Like, I'm not leaving for a different job. I didn't leave medicine because I didn't like it. I left because I thought I could do more. And so that's what I've been working these last few years to do.
We're going to jump right into that too, because I can't even wait to hear that. But you know, Andrea, it's kind of making me think maybe I should put my letter of resignation in for my next job as a tow truck driver.
No, don't do that. Let Dr. Melissa be the one over here jumping around, because I'm still, I got to say, you're over there nodding along, Morgan, like this makes sense. And I'm sitting here like, the fuck are you talking about? You just like, I don't, okay, you got an intuitive message. So what does that mean? For real, what does that mean?
This is a cute story if you've got time.
I mean, I guess now that you led with that, I'm not going to say no to a cute story. What kind of an animal would I be?
So it was December 8th, 2017. I woke up with this very solid inner knowing that I was to give 3 months notice exactly 3 weeks later. And I had some time before I had to get out of bed. So I laid there and I was like, I just have to anchor this into my body. So when the fear sets in, because I'm single parenting 5 kids and my business wasn't really making any money at that point, that I'll still do it. Because I was just so certain that this was, whether you call it divinely inspired or just, you know, my soul's wisdom, that this is what I was supposed to do. So I laid there, I anchored it in. Time went on. The fear never came. I was kind of shocked. I decided on December 27th, you know, I've been divorced for over 3 years now. Maybe I should put up a dating profile. So I put up a dating profile. That was the 27th, quit on the 29th, which is the 3 weeks later, and met my husband that night online. He was my fourth date.
Did you have like a Ouija board going on this day? What? Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a magic eight ball.
All it says is yes.
Right? Yes, do it. Okay, so you said the magic word. You mentioned the divorce word, which catches our ears. So is this where the wanting to help people overcome trauma came from?
That was a big part of it, for sure.
Okay.
Yes, that was all part of that shitstorm or hornet's nest of my own trauma. There was more, but that was a big part of it. And it really was that once I realized that some of these things that were not being solved by Western medicine, even conditions that I had, could be solved by extracting trauma, I just could not keep that to myself.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to be able to illustrate for everybody what we're talking about, because obviously you're on our show to talk about how you can help people break through their stuff, right? And anyone who's had any kind of therapy knows that saying, like, the issues are in the tissues, right? That this stuff lives in us, and talk therapy doesn't always just work it out. And somatic healing is talked about a whole lot. Like, if you've spent a minute and a half on TikTok or Instagram, you've seen content about this. But what does it mean? How do you really help people? How does someone know that they could be helped by this? So let's go to several weeks ago when you, Dr. Melissa, actually came to my home and did a session with me. And why don't we walk people through what that looked like, what we worked on, and how you were able to help me through a block.
That sounds great.
So, okay. I'll be honest with you. It's almost like I went into this vortex during our session. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I don't remember a lot. I remember a few things about how I felt, but you're nodding over there like this is normal. So that's good. But I honestly, in preparation for this recording, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't remember. And I have a really good memory. So this is weird that I don't remember. But do you have any recollection of what I said I wanted to work on?
Oh, I don't necessarily store those things because I talk to so many people. Let me think about that. There was shame that you wanted to release, especially shame related to the situation that you and your children were in.
Yeah.
As a result of your previous relationship.
Yes. Okay, that's absolutely right. Now that you're saying this, I remember I told you about how much I have been harboring of how much my children have suffered as a result of me, you know, marrying their father and then subsequently divorcing their father and just kind of bringing them into this world as I did, right? I remember... Okay, so let's start there. And I remember there was something else that we were talking about where I said, I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but I feel like something's always holding me back from really like pushing through and really like being a happier and healthier person. So I remember when we first sat down, you talked me through, it almost felt hypnotic. Like you were getting me into this zone. So what do you do at the beginning of these sessions? What were you doing to me?
Yeah. So one of the big things that my goal is for you to relax and for your mind, body, and your spirit to all be part of the process. So part of the almost hypnotic, I wouldn't say I hypnotized you, but almost part of that speech pattern and that guiding you through a meditation is designed to let your mind sort of shut off in terms of the, you know, the mind is always like, what's she doing? Why is she saying that? How does she know this? Anyway, I can't get anywhere when the mind is like trying to figure it all out. So a lot of that is really just to keep your mind busy, to be honest. You know, when I'm asking you to release any tension from your scalp or from your hair follicles and you're thinking like, what the heck? Do my hair follicles feel tense? Like I'm trying to get your mind somewhere else so that I have a portal in.
I remember feeling very tired when you started talking to me. I remember I actually began to lie down on my couch, but it felt like I didn't have control over it. Like it felt like my whole body was saying like, you have to lie down now. And I'm not typically a person who would be that comfortable around somebody I've never met before. Like I would never just lie down in front of someone. But I remember I started to lie down. And then what I really want to talk about is when we were at the meat of the session, do you remember how I told you I was getting this intense pain in my head, like right by my ears?
Right.
What the hell was that? I remember the feeling was excruciating. I almost wanted to start crying. And I had no idea why it came. What was that?
Yeah. So the interesting thing about trauma and the thing that I think is super awesome about it is it's like your soul's wisdom leaves no lesson unturned or unlearned. The trauma gets stored in your physical body, in your energetic system until you are able to process it or release it. So therapists work on processing it, trauma therapists. I just release it. I think it's much simpler just to pull it out. So your whole being was wide open and all in on this process. And it's just dumping for me. Like I barely have to pull anything energetically out because your whole being is just like, here's some more, you know, releasing this trauma. And we hit a very old piece of fear that was stuck there and it didn't want to move. And as soon as it got stuck there and you started getting that pain and everything in your ear, you may remember I said to you a few times, like, your right and your left brain energetically are not communicating right now. And that tends to happen when the body is trying to release something. And then the logical left brain is like, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to think about it. And it's like fighting it. And as soon as we got past that, even though you hadn't felt the pain alleviate yet,
yeah.
When I felt that open, that block open, I knew we were golden and that it was going to go away and you'd be fine.
Okay, can I interject? Because yeah. I'm glazing over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my legal brain and ask you something medically. So I'm more thinking of textbooks, that kind of stuff. So how are you bringing your physician training, your board certifications, et cetera, into what you're doing with Andrea right now?
Yeah. So the knowledge that I have of the body and the physical structures, I think helps a lot, because when I walked her through this process of releasing things, we're releasing things from the neocortex, which does the executive functioning. We released from the frontal cortex, which is the logical thinking brain. We released from, the amygdala, which processes fear, and the hippocampus that stores old memories, and all of these different things. And as I feel things move and I track, the medical map that I have with that overlying with the Eastern medicine map, with, the energetic map, it kind of pulls it all together in a way that makes it very streamlined and very fast.
It's really hard, Morgan, to get it. Like I'll tell you, had I not experienced it, I would be like, whatever. But Morgan, it was the weirdest thing. She's talking to me out of nowhere, this intense pain. It honestly felt like a migraine coming out of nowhere. And I remember becoming agitated and saying to her, like, okay, it's really hurting. Can you please make it stop? Like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm annoyed. This is really hurting. And she kept talking to me. And at one point, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop talking to me. Like, whatever you're doing is hurting me. And she's like, no, we've got. And then she said exactly what she just said now. She's like, the sides of your brain are like fighting with each other. You got to let this release. And it was something I think that I had been storing in me for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, it started to dissipate. I remember feeling lightheaded and kind of woozy. Actually, for like the rest of the day, I was like a little out of it. But what's so weird now is, number one, I don't remember very much, but I feel so much lighter. And I have not had a panic attack since, which is really interesting.
Okay, I can get on board.
When you were in that place where you were like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can take this anymore, you actually said to me, when I get pain this bad, I tend to have a panic attack because I'm afraid it's never going to stop. And we got past that point and those are gone or have not occurred since. And it's been over a month.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is absolutely right. I remember, I feel like almost emotional hearing you say that, because I remember saying that I was having a flashback of that fear of, I don't know if this is ever going to go away. Like what happens to me when I have a panic attack? Cause that pain was so bad. And man, so what I experienced, is that typical?
You unloaded a lot for a first session. You, like I said, you were wide open.
Wide open.
And so
you should have met me in college.
So you probably had a little more of an intense reaction than average, but also a little more of a significant result from one session than average, because your whole being was willing to release more.
Okay.
Okay. So let me ask a few questions for our listeners that are like, what in the hell is going on? So Andrea, you obviously felt that something released in you from your background, because you haven't had any panic attacks since that. Mm-hmm. So that's big. So Dr. Melissa, my question is, if I'm a listener and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going through a divorce. Divorce sucks. My ex sucks. Everything sucks, etc. How do they know if they have experienced trauma where they would require or want to even look into what you're doing with Andrea?
So anyone, well, first of all, everyone's experienced trauma, because trauma is not just big, horrible, ugly things. It can be really small things, even, you know, a boss being hypercritical or someone's mom being hypercritical about the fact that they're getting divorced or all kinds of things. The way that I know that trauma is significant enough that someone would benefit from this kind of work is that they have any kind of symptom, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So physical symptoms could be things like chronic sinus congestion or migraines or endless fatigue or asthma, knee pain, irritable bowel, you know, whatever. Mental symptoms might be difficulty sleeping at night, you know, insomnia, anxiety, panic attacks, those kind of things. Other emotional symptoms that kind of fall in the same category with things like ruminating thoughts, any place where you can feel like you're feeling stuck, especially if you've been to a doctor, a therapist, whatever takes care of that part, and you haven't made any particular headway, I would say it is a really good tip that there's trauma involved.
That's really huge. I like that, the way that you actually broke it down for people. So Andrea obviously is a therapy pro. We always talk about it. She's done it all. She tried it all, which we like, you know, we love to talk about all that stuff here. But for a normal person that hasn't been through all the therapy that Andrea has been
through. I'm sorry, a normal person?
Not that you're not normal. I'm saying most people have not been through the sheer amount of therapy and the different optionalities of therapy that you've been through. So let me ask it again. Dr. Melissa, for a normal person, what about how long does it generally take somebody to get through sessions to actually feel kind of a breakthrough that Andrea felt on that first session with you?
Yeah, it depends to some degree on how open they are and how much trauma there is. So with physical symptoms, those tend to go really quickly. I've had people who have said their asthma's gone after one session. I mean, I'm not out there claiming I'm curing asthma, but we are dealing with trauma and these other things happen. Their knee pain goes away. They had hip pain for 20 years and now it's gone. Those kind of things, maybe one or two sessions, those are really, really quick. The deeper emotional stuff, where I like to really go with people, because trauma is not what happened. Trauma is the story that you've told yourself about what happened.
Oh, I love that.
Right. That's interesting.
That's the thing. You know, and Andrea, I may have used this example with you, but I always use this example with people of, like, say two people are in the identical car accident.
Yes, you did.
They both walk away, you know, they both are fine, whatever. One of them is like, oh my gosh, I am the most unlucky person ever. Everything bad happens to me. I can't get a break. Now I got to go get this rental car. Now I got to pay this deductible, blah, blah, blah. And the other one is sitting there, you know, even if they have the same financial picture, the same insurance, though everything is identical, they're like, oh my gosh, I must have had an angel on my shoulder. I'm so lucky that I walked away and no one was hurt. And thank goodness I have insurance and I'm going to have my car back in a couple days and I've got a rental. Like, life doesn't get better than this, right? So it's not what has happened to us. It's the story we tell ourselves about it. And for that first person, they've got a big story like, I'm unsafe or I'm unlucky or I don't have good things. And so when I'm going after trauma, the really cool thing is there's only like 20 some of these stories. I'm invisible. I'm alone. I'm not enough. I'm too much. I'm different. I'm crazy. You know, there's not that many of them, but they get tied to all of these different symptoms in all of those different categories. So I had one doctor I worked with years ago. We did in one session. She came to me because she had left knee pain and she was doing a workshop the next week and she wanted to be able to stand without knee pain. We did it by phone in like 15 minutes. Her knee pain was gone, but then she doubled the enrollment for her workshop because her fear of moving forward. I told her, your knee pain is fear of moving forward. As soon as we pulled that out, she doubled enrollment in the workshop too, because it was all tied to the same thing. So,
but how did you know that?
You know, this sounds kind of cuckoo.
How
did you know? The knee spoke to you? Like, I'd honestly, like, tell me, like, what, tell me what it looks like. I feel like now I'm, like, talking to, like a medium over here. But, like, what do the messages look like?
For me, I don't see it. I don't hear it. I just feel it. It's like, I just know. Like, I just know. I actually met an options trader in Chicago once, and he was like, oh, man, I've had this ankle thing for years. And I said, oh, it's related to fear related to your grandma. He's like, oh, my gosh, you're kidding. She raised me. Her health isn't well. Like, I don't know. I just know.
All right. I have to say, years ago, I had an experience with another doctor. I think this person was actually a functional medicine doctor who I don't remember why, but I saw this person. Somebody gifted me some kind of a session, I think, or maybe they wanted me to advertise for them, something like that. I can't remember. And he did some kind of weird, like, acupressure type massage, and he's poking and prodding. And then he hit this one part on my back, and like my whole body like was like, and he says to me, whoa, what did your mother do to you? And I'm like, what? Because it came out of nowhere. I had said nothing. I filled out no paperwork. This guy hadn't talked to my therapist. It was like this. It's so interesting. And that's okay. So someone listening to this right now whose mind is like, whoa, like, okay, maybe this can help me. I don't know. I'm a little bit intrigued. I'm a little bit weirded out. What are the different ways that you help people? What does that look like?
Oh, that's a great question. I just recently, one of the things I'm most excited about is I created this masterclass on hacking the confidence roller coaster, because everyone thinks confidence is related to self-esteem. And then they think, oh, great, I don't have any. Crap, that's another thing I suck at, right? And they just feel bad about it. Whether they're going through divorce, whether they've been through trauma, whether they're entrepreneurs or business people or whatever they're doing. So I've just created that. That's completely free. I'm super excited about that. I have a whole suite of books, products, and services related to helping people heal from narcissistic abuse.
We've heard of that.
Whether that's stopping their ruminating thoughts, whether it's breaking their trauma bond, rewriting those subconscious patterns. They can go, you know, as little or as long as they want to till it's done with me. I've got a suite that covers everything. And then the new program that I'm really excited about is called Anti-Fragile Rebels. And if you've looked at my website, you know, most of my programs are named Anti-Fragile something or other, not because I'm unoriginal, but because I really, really like the concept of anti-fragility. You know, resilience, you get knocked down, you get back up. Anti-fragile adversity makes you stronger. You actually gain through adversity. And I've found ways to use the experience of trauma to leverage greater success, because when we get in and we figure out, like, oh, you have an I'm not enough identity that's causing that little problem there. Guess what? That I'm not enough false identity is causing all kinds of other things in your career, in your relationships, and everywhere else. So you can really explode your success. And so I'm opening that up next week. There will be development sessions on becoming anti-fragile. There will be group trauma extraction sessions. Those are kind of like what I did with you, but I do those in a group over Zoom.
Okay.
People can sit there, like, their cameras off. They could be in their pajamas. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to dredge up the past. And I can just sit there and pull the stuff out.
Okay. So Dr. Melissa, so basically what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you are the source or the place that you would say people would go to if therapy isn't really getting them anywhere, that they can't kind of quite get past their trauma. That would be, maybe you are the next level of where they may want to look, and you are offering things even on Zoom, although you're close to the Chicagoland area, if somebody really wanted to see you in person. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And one thing you said that I want to bring back to, you know, legal, my legal brain here, is you said something about, and you gave the analogy about the car crash, which is so interesting that you used it in the medical terms, you know, that you're talking about, because legally what I see with my clients is We could have this the same fight. Usually the couple is there at the same time. They experience the same fight. And when I put something in a letter to opposing counsel about this fight and what my client reports, there are so many times that I get back a totally different letter on the same fight with what they're reporting. Now, let's throw out the crazy people and the people that are liars, okay? But most normal couples that have a big fight, they experience that fight completely differently. And so that's what you're saying about these trauma responses. Is that accurate?
Yes. And the interesting thing about that is, and this is where that Western medicine, my doctor training helps. When someone is triggered, you know, when they're triggered and they're reacting, they're reacting subconsciously, not choosing to respond, right? Their logical thinking brain goes completely offline. So everything that they learned in therapy, as far as, you know, like take three deep breaths, or, you know, push your feet into the floor, or step back, or say this, or whatever. They can't even remember those things. They don't have the capacity when they're triggered. So if you have two people that are triggered in a massive fight, they're going to totally just be hearing bits and pieces that are furthering those triggers based on old stories they already have, as opposed to seeing it for what it is. And the other thing that you mentioned, Morgan, is about my work coming after therapy. I like to see things as like a 0 to 100 scale, or like a football field. And therapy is fantastic for getting people to about the halfway point. The halfway point prior to that is all about the mind. So cognitive behavioral therapy, those kind of things can work great in those early stages. But the whole second half is the body and the spirit, and they can't touch it. So I see a lot of people who will bump up against an edge and they're like, oh my gosh, I have to get a different therapist, or I need a new mindset coach, or I need whatever, because I'm not getting anywhere. And they're not going to. They could hire 100 of them. They could hire the best ones in the world. That won't matter, because the rest of it is in the body and the spirit.
Can this practice be done on children?
It probably could. Now, my legal brain says I probably wouldn't.
Right.
But I'm sure that it could.
I'm curious. And I don't know if there are parents out there that would be like, sure, I'll have my kid go do this. I was just curious. Like, I didn't know if you were going to say absolutely not, or yes, Dr. So-and-so in Amsterdam does it on children, you know, or whatever. Something that you said that got my brain thinking, Morgan, is when you were talking about how two people can see a fight or a certain situation completely differently. I think that if we back up a little bit and you look at the divorce process as a whole, or you look at any event that could be traumatic or a major life event, it goes back to what Dr. Melissa said. The trauma is not the event itself. It's the story that we told ourselves about the event.
Yep.
There are people who go through this process. And yeah, of course, everybody cries and feels defeated and frustrated and sad and lonely and all that, right? And they move through it and they're like, yeah, I got divorced a few years ago. And then there are other people who this just rocks their world. This turns them, and it's not to say the other person is stronger or the other person had an easier divorce. It's, I think that a lot of this, and I'm saying, because I mean, this is my story. The pain that I experienced during my divorce process had very little or nothing to do with my actual marriage and the divorce itself. This was all stuff from way back when that comes to bitch slap you in the face. And that's what you are forced to unpack. So if there are parts of you that listened to this conversation and you're like, oh, shit, then this might mean that, hey, look into this. We don't know. We don't have an eight ball like Dr. Melissa had earlier, where she was like, magic eight ball, should I quit my job? But, you know, we don't have one. So I don't know whether this is absolutely going to help you. And for all we know, you're in talk therapy and that's going great. And you're working through this stuff and you don't have random pain or chronic fatigue or a panic disorder. But if you do, and if you feel like I have exhausted everything else,
then I would invite you to have an open mind about something else that could possibly help you. Because why not? Right.
Right. Well, that's what we always talk about. You know, Dr. Melissa, love you. Some of you, the things that you said, I'm like, yeah, I'm totally on board. Other things, I'm like, whoa, whoa, woo, woo, woo. Like, not gonna happen. But what I take from this and what we always say on our show is that, listen, if it helps you get through this crappy time, do it. Do it. I don't, you know, if it sounds woo woo to one person, but it sounds good to the other. You know what? There's no judgment. It's whatever can get you through. And, you know, I can appreciate, Dr. Melissa, that you actually have medical training. I, you know, think I would think a little differently if you were talking about what you're talking about with no medical training whatsoever. So you are clearly an expert in this department, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about this.
Thank you.
I have to say, you've been the one person who covers this topic whom Morgan said, yes, let's talk to this person, because I'll just come out and say it. Morgan will turn people away right and left saying, absolutely not. What are they going to do? Kill a chicken and swing it over our heads? No, I'm not doing it. That is too crazy. And I'm like right there with her. I'm like, yeah, no, I can't handle that. But your story really caught Morgan's attention. And I'm so glad that it did. And I'm so glad that you and I had the chance to work together. And before we let you go, can you please tell our very special listeners what you are willing to do for them?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to speak for 1 second to the part about it being woo-woo for some. And because I'm a medical doctor, I have to say the books and a lot of the like online courses, they don't have any woo in them. So if there's someone who is looking for just a really concrete approach and they aren't finding a therapist who knows much about narcissistic abuse, they can do without the woo. And for those who want to deeply heal, then we pull the trauma extraction into. But yes, so on the Anti-Fragile Rebel program that I am so excited about, membership program, I'm willing to offer your listeners half off, not just the first month, but their recurring rate if they just use the coupon code NOTSUCK50.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
I love that. I think that this is great because we have no idea what's going to help people. We don't know. And if this is something that can help somebody live a happier and healthier life, then you should do it. Everybody deserves peace. That's the one thing that I can say after hosting this podcast for now coming into our fifth season. Everybody deserves peace, and we all get to peace differently. And, you know, as far as talking about like overcoming adversity and like pushing through, that is exactly how this show came about.
So Dr. Melissa, can I ask you a personal question before we wrap up?
No, please.
Oh, great. So my question is, you know, Andrea just talked about everyone deserving peace. Did you find peace after your divorce going into this new type of medicine?
Absolutely. I have to say my whole experience is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And if I had it to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't, without the depths of the suffering that I had, I wouldn't have done the trauma work. I wouldn't have known it was there to do. It would have just, because mine came prior as well. Everyone's does. I wouldn't have even known. And the depth of the peace, the having nothing to prove, the understanding that no is a complete sentence, the ability to set boundaries, the, you know, just really being okay with who I am, regardless of what other people think or say or do. That was all born out of my healing journey, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
This is awesome. I love that. Dr. Melissa, before we let you go tonight, can you please tell everybody where online they can find you?
Oh, absolutely. MelissaCaultMD.com is my website, and MelissaCaultMD is my handle on all things social media, YouTube, everywhere.
And her last name, friends, is spelled K-A-L-T. And we will have direct links in our show notes of everywhere where you can find her, as well as a direct link of where you can sign up for her group with the 50% discount code. Dr. Melissa, I think that this was a fantastic way to start season 5 of our show. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Oh, thank both of you. I'm completely honored and grateful and blessed to be the start to your season 5.
You know, something I want to say about that conversation, and thinking also that there are a lot of people who are listening to this episode who are likely at the very beginning of their divorce process. So this episode, they might have been like, what the hell? Am I going to need that trauma healing at the end of this shit show? And the answer is yes. No, but the answer is you have a choice of the story you tell yourself about this experience. This can be the absolute worst thing that happened to you, or it can be the absolute best. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to bawl your eyes out and want to scream out your window. You will. And you will get through this. We say this all the time. If you're new to our show, get used to this phrase. But the pain that you are experiencing right now is not and will not be your forever. Pain is fluid. It comes and it goes. Nothing great lasts forever. Nothing horrible lasts forever. So be mindful of that. And something that I will say is that as angry as you might feel right now towards the person you are divorcing, be mindful of the fact that some of the pain you are feeling might not have anything to do with them. So try not to throw everything in their face. Take responsibility for things that could have happened to you previously that's just being stirred up right now. When you go through these horrible situations like a divorce, you're brought to your knees. Everything just starts to pile on. Take a breath, go for a walk, talk to a friend, listen to a podcast. I happen to know of a good one. And get yourself the support that you need.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, remember this. I touched on it in the podcast, and everyone's perception of the same exact happening is different. So don't get stuck in the fact that you are saying that what happened was green and they are saying what happened was blue. Generally, what I've found legally is we can always find some common ground if you're willing to be open. And if you really kind of keep your eye on the ball, which is my next stage in life, and I'm going to be okay. And like Andrea said, you will be okay. We always say this on the podcast. Whatever stage you're in this process, this is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Some days it's hour by hour. Some days it's day by day. Other days you're fine. It literally is a roller coaster, and that's okay.
We're here for you on the good days and on the bad days. If you are new to the show, scroll back. There is a whole library of 93 other episodes that will offer you insight, comfort, support, some laughs, which is really important. So please scroll around, listen, follow us on social media. We are everywhere under How Not to Suck at Divorce. Send us a message. We will respond to you. Send us an email. We get back to everybody. We really, really, really want to help you through this storm.
Exactly. And if in season 5, you have a topic that you just want to hear about, we're open to it. Send us a message. We want all the topics. I want to talk about everything from woo-woo to legal topics that all relate to divorce, because that is why we do this podcast.
We've got a big season for you coming up. We are going to talk about step-by-step through the legal process. We're going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about pet custody, which I'm still like, what are we going to say about pet custody? But Morgan's got a plan for that. We're going to talk more about how to help your children. We're going to talk about dating. We're going to touch on it all. So I hope that you stick around with us for this journey that you are on. It's going to be okay. I promise you. Trust me. I went through it. I was at the absolute worst in my life, and I did not think that I was going to make it through. And I'm here right now to tell you that you have got this, my friends.
Yep, and we always say it, and we've got you. Don't forget that. You always have someone in your corner.
For more support, please join our private communities on Facebook and Patreon. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast is executively produced by Andrea Rappaport.